नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, talks between Narada and King Pratinibarhi, text number 61. Shayanam imam utsrijja svasantam purusho yatha karmatmani ahitam bhunkte tadrise netra tarena ma sayanam imam sutrija svasantam purusho yata karmanya yahitam mukte tadrisine tarena ba sayanam imam utrija svasantam purusho yata karmatmanyahitam bhunkte tadrisene tarenava sayanamima mutsrija svasantam purusho yata karmanyahitam bhunkte tadrisene tarenava sayanam lying down on a bed imam this body utsrija after giving up svasantam breathing purushaha the living entity yata as karma, activity, atmani, in the mind, ahitam, executed, bhunkte, enjoys, tadrisena, by a similar body, itarena, by a different body, ba, or, translation, the living entity, while dreaming, gives up the actual living body. Through the activity of his mind and intelligence, he acts in another body, either as a god or a dog. After giving up his gross body, the living entity enters either an animal body or a demigod's body on this planet or another planet. He thus enjoys the results of the actions of his past life. Translation, please repeat. The living entity, while dreaming, gives up the actual living body. Through the activity of his mind and intelligence, he acts in another body, either as a god or as a dog. After giving up this gross body, the living entity enters either an animal body or a demigod's body on this planet or another planet. He thus enjoys the results of his actions of his past life. purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although the root of distress and happiness is the mind, intelligence, and ego, a gross body is still required as an instrument for enjoyment. The gross body may change, but the subtle body continues to act. Unless the living entity gets another gross body, he will have to continue in a subtle body or a ghostly body. One becomes a ghost when the subtle body acts without the help of the instrument of the gross body. As stated in this verse, Shayanam Imam Utsrija Swasantam. The gross body may lie on the bed and rest, and even though the machinery of the gross body is working, the living entity may leave and go into a dream and return to the gross body. When he returns to the body, he forgets the dream. Similarly, when the living entity takes on another gross body, he forgets the present gross body. The conclusion is that the subtle body, mind, intelligent ego, creates an atmosphere with desires and ambitions that the living entity enjoys in the subtle body. Actually, the living entity is in the subtle body, even though the gross body apparently changes, and even though he inhabits the gross body on various planets. Although the activities performed by the living entity in the subtle body are called illusory, all the activities performed by the living entity in the subtle body are called illusory because they are not permanent. Liberation means getting out of the clutches of the subtle body. Liberation from the gross body simply involves the transmigration of the soul from one gross body to another. When the mind is educated in Krishna consciousness or higher consciousness in the mode of goodness, one is transferred either to the upper heavenly planets or to the spiritual world, the Vaikuntha planets. One therefore has to change his consciousness by cultivating knowledge received from Vedic instructions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead through disciplic succession. If we train the subtle body in this life by always thinking about Krishna, we will transfer to Krishna Loka after leaving this gross body. Hari Bol. This is confirmed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata taktva deham punarjanma ameti sorjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving this body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Thus the change of gross body is not very important, but the change of the subtle body is important. The Krishna consciousness movement is educating people to enlighten the subtle body. Perfect example in this regard is Ambarish Maharaj, who engaged his mind always on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Savai manak Krishna padarabindayo. Similarly, in this life, we should always fix our mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, who is present in his Archa Vigraha, the incarnation of the deity in the temple. We should also always engage in his worship. If we engage our speech in describing the activities of the Lord, our ears in hearing about his pastimes, and if we follow the regular principles to keep the mind intact for advancing in Krishna consciousness, we shall certainly be elevated to the spiritual platform. Then at the time of death, the mind, intelligence, ego will no longer be materially contaminated. The living entity is present and the mind, intelligent, ego are also present. When the mind, intelligent, ego are purified, all the activity of the senses of the living entity becomes spiritual. Thus the living entity attains his Satchidananda form. The Lord is always in this Satchidananda form, but the living entity, although part and parcel of the Lord, becomes materially contaminated when he desires to come to the material world for material enjoyment. The prescription for returning home back to Godhead is given by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhavad madbhakto manyaji mam namaskuru mami vaishasi yukta evam atmanam matparayana. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Shayanam imam utsrija svasantam purusho yatha karmatmanyahitam bhunkte Tadrisinitarinaba. The living entity, while dreaming, gives up the actual living body. Through the activities of his mind and intelligence, he enters another body, either the god or a dog. After giving up the gross body, the living entities enter either an animal body or a demigod's body on this planet or another planet. He thus enjoys the results of his actions of his past life. Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyanangyana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militandena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manuvistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Savarandigam Adadanas Trinandantai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Sri Madhrupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we continue with Narad Muni's instructions to King Prachini Barhisat. And here he gives very interesting example. He says, just like in dream, our gross body is lying on the bed. But we take another body, sometimes flying in the sky, sometimes enjoying like a king, sometimes running from a tiger. We take another body. And as soon as dream is over, then we forget that body and we come back to this gross body. So this is a simple example to help us understand how the soul is transmigrating. Because we know from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has explained that the soul is covered by 8 coverings. 5 gross coverings and 3 subtle. Bhumi aparnalo vayut kammano burihivacha ahankara iti yame binastada bina prakriti astada asta masta means 8. So this gross body, bhumi apo nalo, bhumi means earth, nalo means water, bhumi apo nalo bayu. So we're covered by this earth, air, fire, water and ether. That is the gross body. Then, kammano buddha evacha, ahankara. So then we have this subtle body that is made of mind, intelligence and ego. We call subtle because just like everybody here knows that we have a mind. But can anybody tell me what color is the mind? What is the shape of the mind? What taste is the mind? We cannot say. It is not a type of thing that we can perceive by our gross senses. So it is called subtle. Even someone told me in French language they have no even word for mind because nobody can describe it. I don't know French, but anyway, somebody told me. Then intelligence, again, nobody can say what is the color, taste, form, sound of intelligence. And finally, ahankara. Ahankara means false ego. Ahankara is the very point where the spirit soul touches this material existence. So this is called subtle body. So Prabhupada explains, he gives a very simple example, just like over this body we put shirt and coat. That coat is very heavy. Especially in most Western countries, it's very cold in winter time, so they put very heavy coat. But underneath is very light shirt. Very light shirt. So that is light. One is heavy, one is light. So same way, this body first is covered by this gross body, Bhumirapu Nalavayu. So then there's subtle body. Now the soul is able to, under certain circumstances, just like here described a dream, he's able to leave the gross body. Sometimes people have out-of-body experiences where they go up, they're in the room, they're looking down, they see all the doctors trying to start their heart again and everything, and they're looking up and seeing the body down. So we have this example that this subtle body can leave, but still he comes back as he's connected to that particular gross body. So the example is given the same way. We have this gross body, we act in certain ways, and we create certain situations and certain desires that will carry us to the next body. According to how we've formed our mind, however our subtle body is acting, then the next body will by the law of karma, we'll get a particular type of body centered around those particular desires that we developed with the material body. I mean the subtle body. Just like we have the experience, sometimes we met one person who's very selfish. And we say, oh, that guy, he's just a dog. Because we see the dog is very selfish. As soon as he has something to eat, then any other dog comes near him, then grrr. Whereas demigod life, devotee life means, just like Prabhupada said, before eating, in old days, man would go to the door, is there anyone hungry, please come and take some prasad. He will feed others, share. Just like one time, one great king, he invited all the demigods and the demons to a feast. But he made the condition that he would tie a stick from here to here on the arms. I mean, you cannot bend your arm. Jai Sisi Gornitai Krishna Baldao Sisi Radha Sham Sundar Ki. Your arm can only remain straight. But how you will get food to the mouth if you cannot? Only because we can bend, we can pick up the food and put it in the mouth. But he made this condition. And since the demigods, they're more in the mode of goodness, he asked them to wait while he served demons first because they're very impatient. So he served demons first. So demons were trying to figure out, nice, oh, so wonderful. Rasgulla, sandesh, gulab jamun, sweet rice, paneer sabji, puri, pakora, samosa. But how to get it in the mouth? So they're just picking it up and throwing and trying to catch. It's coming all over the face, all over the cloth. Nice feast was there, but nobody enjoyed. Simply they became very dirty. He's falling down. Our microphone is falling down. So, no one was satisfied. So then, he sat down all the demigods. The same thing, they have their arms like this. So what did the demigods do? They lifted up and fed the person. They sat one in front of the other. And they lifted up and put the food in the mouth of the person in front of them. Sharing. This is mode of goodness. So dog means very selfish. So we met some person, oh, that person just a dog. He's just a dog. So because he's made his consciousness dog-like, very selfish, cruel-minded, therefore that particular consciousness that he's created in his subtle body, that will carry him to his next body. He'll get that body as a dog. He'll actually become a dog. So in this way, the living entity is accepting so many different types of bodies according to the mentality that he creates. Therefore, Prabhupada explains that therefore we should try to engage this subtle body always in remembering and thinking of Krishna. Because by this gross body, sometimes here he says we go to different planets also. Sometimes dog, sometimes demigod. We can go to different planets also, different places. So Prabhupada said, Prabhupada makes here that the central point of happiness and distress is the mind. The mind is cause of our happiness and distress. Just like now it's very hot, so we're upset. So then we put this fan, some cool air is coming, then we're thinking, oh, this cool is very nice. But in winter time, if we put the fan, then we'll think, oh, no, this cool is very bad. This is only our mind. The cold is the same. Now we're thinking cool is nice, and in winter season we're thinking cool is not nice. So our mind is very flickering, just sometimes accepting and rejecting, accepting this, accepting that. It's always flickering back and forth. So this is, our happiness is dependent upon our subtle body. So we have to train that subtle body to always be in Krishna consciousness. Then, Prabhupada says, when the mind is educated in Krishna consciousness or higher consciousness, in the mode of goodness, one is transferred either to the upper heavenly planets, just like Arjuna asked, what happens if somebody doesn't finish his Krishna? He will go to the heavenly planets, enjoy like anything. Either that or he goes to the Vaikuntha world where there's no anxiety. So if we train the subtle body in this life by always thinking about Krishna, we will transfer to the Krishna Loka. We're not also interested in Vaikuntha. We want to go to the Krishna Loka. So Prabhupada gives the example here, very nice verse he quotes. Actually, one time Prabhupada asked, what is the most important verse in Bhagavad Gita? And of course, everybody said, what is that? Sarvadharmam Pritaja Mahamikams. And Prabhupada said, no. So everybody presented their favorite verse, then Prabhupada said, gave this verse that he gives here in the purport. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yobeti tatvata tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mahameti sorjuna. Janma, just like in a couple of months we'll celebrate Janmastami. Janma means birth. And karma, we know activities. Janma karma cha me divyam. Krishna says, my birth and my activities, they're divyam, almost like in English, we say divine. Divyam, divine. Krishna's birth and activities are not part of this material manifestation. Evam yo veti tatvata. Tatva means in truth. Anybody who understands veti, just like we know this word beta, so it's coming from the same word, veti. Evam yo veti tatvata. Anybody who knows this in truth, that Krishna's birth and activities are divine, transcendental. Just like Prabhupada said, Krishna, he's got rasa lila, and we have got rascal lila. So if we understand Krishna's activities are transcendental, then what happens? Tyaktva deham. We know this word tyag. This is the noun, but the verb is with a K instead of a G. So tyaktva, leaving this deha. Deha we know means body. Tyaktva deha punarjanmana. There's no rebirth. We don't get reborn then. What will happen to us? Oh my goodness. Now we have this body, we're enjoying in so many ways. If we don't have this body, then what will happen to us? Punarjanmana. Krishna says, don't worry. He says it, mameti sorjana, you will come to me. So this is Krishna's solution. You're trapped in these two bodies, but the most important is this mind, intelligence, and ego. If you train them to always remain in Krishna consciousness, then at the time of leaving this body, tyaktva deham, then mameti sorjana, we'll go to the Krishna loka. Prabhupada gives the example here of Ambarish Maharaj. Manak Savai Manak Padara Vindayo. He is always engaging his mind in remembering the lotus feet of the Lord, his hands in worshipping the Lord and serving the devotees of the Lord, his tongue in glorifying the Lord, his ears in hearing the glorification of the Lord, In this way, all the nine types of bhakti, Navabhida bhakti, Sravana, Kirtana, Smarana, Vishnu, Ityadi, he engaged in all the nine processes. But Prabhupada said, just even one of them. Just like he gave Sravanam, this Prikit Maharaj, we're reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, he became perfect just by Sravanam. And Sukadeva Goswami, he was Kirtanam, he was speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj Smaranam, he was always remembering the Lord. See, even one of them, this Bambarish Maharaj, he was engaged in all of them. But Prabhupada explains, and all our acharyas explain, even if one of them is sufficient to give you liberation. But, especially in this Kali Yuga, we have to add one thing. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoite Haya. Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoite Haya. That even this nine types of bhakti, they only become perfect when we add Nam Sankirtan. Ordinary Kirtan is okay, but this Nam Sankirtan is specifically recommended for this Kaliju. The Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoite Haya. Therefore we see in every activity we always have Nam Sankirtan. It's like even in doing the archa, one of the Navavida Bhakti Archana, it's like the devotees are very nicely fanning the lordships right now. This is called Archavidhi. But still, because class is going on, otherwise we would have Kirtan going on. Whenever Artik is there, we have Kirtan. Just like when we first came to India, we were shocked because we always know that Artik means Kirtan. Whenever Artik is there, we have some Kirtan that we're doing. In the morning time, we're singing Sansara Dava and then beautiful, nice morning melody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then Darshanarti Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Jami. Then Bogartik Yaso Mati Nandana Brajavara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Khan. Then night time we have Kiva Jayo Jaya Gora Chande, and always ending with Hare Krishna Kirtan. So we only knew Artik means Kirtan. So we came to India, Prabhupada invited us all for Mayapur festival, and first time we entered into Hindu temple, then time for Artik, and just bang 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 bang, no Kirtan, just bang 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 bang, we got big shock. So everything we add Nam Sankirtan, that is the most important thing. We're doing the archa, but the most important thing is accompany that archa by Nam Sankirtan. Everything we do, just like even marriage, we also have Kirtan. In our Krishna conscious movement, we have Kirtan. Marriage means Swaha, Haribol, and and Mahaprasadi Govinde. Otherwise, Indian wedding takes days and days and hour, but our Krishna conscious wedding, very simple. Swaha, Haribol, and Mahaprasadi Govinde. So we do some Swaha, but then there's Nam Sankirtan, isn't it? So everything we add, this Nam Sankirtan is most important. Navabhida Bhakti, Purna becomes perfect. Nama Hoite Haya. So specifically in this Kali Yuga, this is the recommended process of chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So along with this, Prabhupada also quotes another verse here. This is Krishna's four-point program. Just like the government, they're always giving 10-point program, 5-point program. They always have some program that they never follow. But anyway, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, twice he's given this 4-point program. What is that? Manmana bhavamad bhakto majaji mam namaskuru mami vaishyasi yuktaivam atmanam matparayana. Manmana, man means mind. You always engage your mind in thinking of me. Manmana bhavamad bhakto, become my devotee. Majaji mam, you worship me. Namaskuru, you offer obeisance. This 4-point program. Krishna's simple program. 4 points. Think of me, worship me, become my devotee, and offer obeisances to me. 4-point program. Then what will happen? You will come to me without fail. Atmana matparayan. You will come to me without fail. So if we engage our subtle body in these 4 things, manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mami vaishyuktaivam atmana matparayana, then we'll prepare a spiritual body. So when we leave this body, we'll not go take another material body, we'll get a spiritual body in the Goloka Vrindavan. That is our goal. So this is the big, long purport, Prabhupada. The essence is this, that we train this subtle body always in remembering, thinking, and bowing down to and praying and worshipping Krishna. Then that subtle body, just like they say, at the time of death, whole life flashes before us. So for whole life we were just spending in Krishna's service, in the time of death. Remember, we did Govardhan Puja in Vrindavan. They had a big Halava hill with so many cauliflower pakora trees and this, and we remember all these things. We went to Vrindavan, we did Govardhan Prakamavadina. Whole life will flash before you just like this. We went on Prakamavadina Bandhu and Govardhan, we went to Brindakun, we went. So if we make our subtle body Krishna conscious, then we won't get another gross material body. This is how the whole thing is going on. We leave this gross body, but the subtle body goes from next body to next body. That's why sometimes people, they even remember their past birth. Because although this gross body is left, so Prabhupada is actually, in this purport here, he's saying actually the soul is sitting in the subtle body. So he's moving from one body to, even in this one lifetime, sometimes in dream, the subtle body going to another type of body like that. So he's giving simple example to help us understand. But the main point is that we must always remember Krishna. And the easiest way to always remember Krishna is to chant very enthusiastically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And dance in ecstasy. So speaking of dancing, today is the disappearance day of Vakeshwar Pandit. He was very expert dancer in kirtan. Navabhida Bhakti Nama Purna Nama Hoitiha. He was in Nam Sankirtan, he was dancing. In fact, it's described in Srivasangam, one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing kirtan for 72 hours. Means 3 days. And Vrakeshwar Pandit, for 72 hours, he was dancing ecstatically. Nobody can even imagine doing such a thing. Now even dancing is just, we can only imagine anywhere. When we were young, we used to dance and chant. We were also famous dancer like Vakeshwar, not like very minute scale. We were all famous in Rath Yatra for our dancing. Now it is only dream. Body has changed. We're still feeling. I still want to dance like anything, but now this body, therefore we call body, what do we call ton? Because after 50 it weighs a ton. So Bhakeshwar Pandit, for 72 hours, we can't even in our young days, we couldn't imagine such a thing. He was dancing and dancing. And Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he says that how when Krishna dances in the heart of Vrakeshwar Pandit. And however Krishna dances, then Vrakeshwar Pandit, he dances in turn like that. He said Krishna is dancing in the heart of Vrakeshwar Pandit, and Vrakeshwar Pandit is dancing in the way Krishna is dancing. He said wherever his dancing is going on, that place becomes holy tirth. as Mahaprabhu has explained about Vikeshwar Pandit. It's also described in Rathiyatra, just like we were describing about Rathiyatra the other day, that they would have various kirtan parties all around the cart. And then it describes, I can't remember exactly how many, there were so many kartal players, so many Vrindanga players, and always two dancers. So in the main kirtan in front of the cart, always Vakeshwar Pandit, he was the main dancer. In each kirtan, it was all very scientifically described. So many mridangas, so many kartals, and two dancers with each group. We also have to organize like that. We should organize like that. And Rakeshwar Pandit's deities, he had very beautiful deities. They're kept in Kashi Mishra's house in Gambira. Anybody who's been to Puri, you go to Gambira, as soon as you walk in, then there's this beautiful deities of Radha, Radhakant. In fact, that Gambira other name is Radhakanta Mat. So there are Rakeshwar Pandit's deities in Kashi Mishra's house, because Mahaprabhu, we know, Mahaprabhu used to stay there feeling great separation from Krishna. So as soon as you walk in, this beautiful Radha Radhakanta is there, beautiful deities. And then around back, there's Gambira, where Mahaprabhu stayed. Now it's all locked up. In old days, they used to have Mahaprabhu's wooden sandals. Used to be outside where you could see. Now, of course, they put it inside the Gambira room and locked it up. It's very difficult to see. But old days when we used to go, we used to see very easily. But they became frightened once, because Prabhupada made Jagannath Puri famous all over the world, and so many people are coming, they're afraid somebody may steal. So now they put it inside the Gambira room, all locked up and everything, with great difficulty you can see. But before, we used to see right there in front of us, in a little glass case, Mahaprabhu's sandals. So anyway, Vrikeshwar Pandit's deities are there. Then his most famous disciple was Gopal Guru. He's a very great acharya in our Gaudiya Sampradaya. His disciple is Dhyan Chandra, who's written many, many books on how to do real bhajan, not this imaginary bhajan that most people are imitating, imitation bhajan, not real bhajan. So Gopal Guru, actually, his name was just plain Gopal, and he was servant of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And he was just a young boy, 6-7 year old boy. He was serving Mahaprabhu. So in the morning, Mahaprabhu would go to the jungle. So Gopal would wait with a pot of water for him to return to wash his hands. And so we know a little boy, he can ask any question without any inhibition. So when Mahaprabhu would come, he saw Mahaprabhu, he would ask, Prabhu, why are you holding your tongue like this? And Mahaprabhu had his tongue between his teeth. He said, Prabhu, why are you holding your tongue like this? Mahaprabhu said, Gopal, I'm going to a very dirty place to do very dirty business. And this tongue, he's always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram. He never stops. So in order to stop him in that place, then I bite him like that. So little boy, he can ask any question without any shame, without any inhibition. So he said, Emprabhu, is my pran nikalega to kya hoga? This time you leave your body, then what will happen? This time you leave your body, then what will happen? Huh? He's a little boy, so he asks question, innocent. That time you leave your body, then what will happen? Then Mahaprabhu said, Oh, Gopal, you have become my guru. What did he say? You have become my guru. From that day, he became known as Gopal Guru. And later, he became a very great acharya. In fact, somewhere near Bamsivat, there's Gopal Guru Kunj. His place is there. And also in the 64 Samadhi area in front of Radha Govinda Temple, You go in the lane there, the 64 Samadhi area is there. Bhakeshwar Pandit's Samadhi is also, Puspa Samadhi is also there in the 64 Samadhi area. So it's also saying today is Hare Panchami. So the main Jagannath temple that's considered Vaikuntha, and Gundicha is considered Vrindavan. So Lord Jagannath, he goes, once a year he goes to Vrindavan. So he goes off on his cart and he doesn't come back for many days. So then Lakshmi in Vaikuntha, she becomes upset. Where is this fellow gone? And she heard some rumor. He's with some other lady named Radharani there in Vrindavan, this Gundicha. So on this fifth day, Ratiyatra takes place on Dvitiya, right? So then on the Panchami day, they bring this golden deity of Lakshmiji. She comes there to just outside Gundicha temple and she demands to know where Lord Jagannath has gone. Why he didn't tell her, he just left without telling her. He didn't say he was going to be gone for so many days. You know, if you want to get really in trouble with your wife, you just leave and don't come back without saying anything for a couple of days and you'll really get some trouble. So Lakshmiji, she's very upset. Then she beats all of, she has her servants beat all of Lord Jagannath's servants. And then she goes back to the temple and she, later when the rath starts to return, then she locks the door of Vaikuntha. Before the rath gets all the way back right in front of the king's palace, again Lakshmiji comes. He said, you went away, you were there with that Radharani. I'm not letting you back in the house, you know. And so she goes and she unlocking the door to Vaikuntha. She locks the door and the Lord Jagannath comes and he's stuck. He can't go inside. So anyway, this is the one where she goes all the way down to Gundicha and her servants beat the Daitapatis. Why are you keeping my husband here for so long? You bring him back. And they're, yes, we'll bring him back, we'll bring him back. But of course, he doesn't come back for a few more days. And the Ulta Rath will take place. So these two special days are today. So we tried to explain something about them also. Anybody has any question or comment? I put everybody to sleep with my class. There's no question. If there's no question, then we can all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's engaged us in this four-point program, Manmana Bhava Madbhakti Majaji Mam Namaskaru. Srila Prabhupada ki.